This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our famous people section. Malala Yousafzai. Malala Yousafzai was born in Pakistan on July 12, 1997. Her father, Ziauddin Yousafzai, was an advocate for children's education rights. He founded a chain of schools in Pakistan's Swat Valley. Malala attended one of his schools and was a straight-A student. Like her father, Malala became an education activist. Life in Swat Valley changed drastically in 2007. At this time, the Taliban, an Islamic militant group, occupied Swat Valley. The Taliban forced men to grow beards and women to wear burqas. They also banned girls over 10 from going to school. In 2008, Malala condemned the Taliban in a speech titled, "How Dare the Taliban Take Away My Basic Right to Education?" She continued to go to school, and she shared her experience in a BBC blog called Diary of a Pakistani Schoolgirl. Even though Malala used a pseudonym in her blog, she became famous for speaking up for girls' rights. Over the next few years, many schools were destroyed, and Malala's outspoken family received several death threats. On October 9, 2012, a gunman boarded a school bus in Swat Valley and shot Malala 3 times. One of the bullets went through Malala's head and into her shoulder. 2 other schoolgirls were also shot. The schoolgirls all received medical treatment in Pakistan. Malala's brain surgery was a success, but her health deteriorated shortly after. Soldiers guarded the hospital, and British doctors came to help. Malala was placed in a medical coma and transferred to a hospital in England. When Malala woke up in England, she was alone and confused. She had no memory of the attack, and her family was still in Pakistan. After weeks of rehabilitation, Malala began to walk and talk again. Her family joined her in England, and Malala began attending school in the UK. People all over the world sent gifts, cards, and supportive messages to Malala and her family. In Pakistan, however, many felt that Malala's family was too supportive of the West. On July 12, 2013, on her 16th birthday, Malala delivered a speech at the United Nations headquarters. She spoke about girls' rights and told the world, "We cannot all succeed when half of us are held back." In Pakistan, some people rejected her message and her story. Some even claimed Malala was never shot. In October 2013, the young activist published her memoir, I Am Malala. She won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2014 and became the youngest recipient of all time. In her acceptance speech, Malala begged the world's leaders to guarantee free, quality education for primary and secondary students around the world. Malala continues to advocate for children's rights. She hopes that one day it will be safe for her to return to Pakistan. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Famous People section. That's all for today. See you next week.